Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Okay.
Left.
What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
When did this happen?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Shope.
Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
Not to sound like the flat earth thing. The bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS,
right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to.
Right.
This is our time.
Right.
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I'm here by 3 o'clock, but I was late today for maybe the dumbest reason ever. There was a minute where, like, how am I going to get to work?
Really?
Maybe 40 minutes ago.
Car trouble?
Not really.
You got the tire thing still going on? You got the tire thing rectified? It's getting cold. It's winter. You don't want to be dealing with the tire thing.
It seems like that's never really... I'm never really sort of feeling secure. I'm a basketball team up 10 with 4 minutes and with my tires. It always seems possible that I'm going to lose that game. Just not really confident.
Right.
No. So apologies for just if I can have a minute on this. For those of you who are completely unfamiliar with this area, there is construction happening on a road that I take to get here. Sort of it's a cutoff between Niagara Falls Boulevard and Sheridan. Or Maple, not Sheridan, but Maple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took that turn today, and the road is closed.
Oh, behind the,
By the post office.
Yeah, right.
Oh, great if you need to mail Christmas cards
and
packages that you can't get to the post office.
I did some shopping over there recently and had to, like, cut through the back alleys of all the big box stores to get out, to avoid going all the way back. I was way in the back by the restaurant over there near the road that's closed. But you couldn't get out of the parking lot. You had to, like, go behind the and just weave through and, like, you know, dodging boxes stacked up and all kinds of stuff. But I got out of there. But so, yeah.
That's kind of what I did. But there's holiday traffic, all those stores in there, and it was like leaving a Bills game for a few minutes. Like, what do I turn around? But then what do I do if I go back to that closed road? I don't know. And I can't go straight. And that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Then you get out finally to the point where you can maybe turn right on the boulevard, which is the wrong way. But even that, so many cars.
Right.
And, you know, I turned around. There was an exit there to get onto the boulevard. And eventually I just gave up and managed to turn around and go back through the parking lot. And it was 15 minutes or so. I'm like, I will get there, but
right.
Am I going to have to get back on the Youngman and go to Millersport to get to work today?
Right. This is so funny. Like, this was just a week ago. I did the exact same thing and had the same thought. It was in the same that same window of time, like between 1:45 and 2:15 or so, which is the pocket, which I think, you know, I don't know when you like to get here, but I like to be here in that window at the latest. And it was around then. And I'm like 10 cars back, single file, behind a bunch of stores. I'm not even sure where we're going yet, but I just sort of thought, like, traffic all went, I guess I'll try this. And I just went, okay, and I followed. And like,
get me out of here.
We could have been going anywhere for all I knew. I didn't really even know where we were going.
Get me onto a road.
Right. Right.
That's all I need. I have enough time here. Get me to a road.
Well, we're all glad you made it.
Oh, we are. We are. Yeah, so careful over there. It's time now for the famed reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. It's appropriate that it's sponsored by electricians because the electricity around the power rankings is undeniable.
I just got shocked.
Yeah. Well, wait till you hear what I've about. You're going to throw in a Simpsons character or the Giants, or what are you going to do here? Dallas? Reverse AFC power rankings. We start at the bottom, sort of. 16. That's what reverse means. Come on.
I still got to say Raiders.
Me too.
Were they 16 last week? I don't remember.
They were.
Okay. They belong there.
The Raiders do belong there. It looks pretty bad. And we're at the point in fantasy where it's the playoffs and you're like, your main guys can just get completely neutered by the quarterback. That was Bowers last night, if not also Myers, but it was just so sad. You know, like, guys open, can't get him the ball.
Yeah.
This is a few teams right now, but certainly they're one of them. Yep, 2-12 is tied for the worst record in the NFL with the Giants, who I read, because of their two remaining schedules, have a much better chance of finishing last.
Okay.
Because of who the Giants have left. You want to know who that is? I know they have Philadelphia the last game. Giants go at Atlanta, Indianapolis at Philadelphia. The Raiders have it easier than that. They have Jacksonville this week. Anyway, 2-12.
Nowhere at quarterback. The coach probably needs to be changed out. He's in his first full year, but he's got, you know, what was it, 8 games last year or whatever it was. But that hasn't gone great. So yeah, they're nowhere, and the quarterback class, as I understand it right now, doesn't look great.
No,
like, there's not even like a no, like, oh, you gotta, you know, there's not a lot of depth, but this guy, there's not even this guy.
No,
there's some guys that'll most definitely get overdrafted,
just like Bo Nix,
right. That'll never work.
Who's fine?
Right.
Quarterback 6.
Well, he is 36 years old. I mean, he did have that advantage of playing college football for 17 years.
He is interesting. It might just be the fit with the coach, you know. Yeah. That was a pretty good opportunity for him going there as opposed to going, like, I don't know, I'll just throw a team out, Chicago.
Can we put them last in the or first in the reverse AFC power?
Man, that is pretty sad.
That kid looks worst, lost in the waves right now. Like, just wow.
Scott Barrett said worst catchable deep pass rate of anybody since they started tracking. Like, worse than second worst is Mac Jones. Third is Zach Wilson. Like, on that kind of level.
Wow.
Or worse than those guys.
Yeah.
Damn. And his receivers are healthy. You know, it's not like
right.
those guys went down or anything like that. They're all on the field. Swift is on the field. Very disappointed in Chicago last night. I liked that pick at +7. Didn't come close. 15.
Tennessee. They're benching Levis. To me, that means that's over. So they can get in line behind the Raiders here, looking for an answer at quarterback again in a year where the draft doesn't seem like a great idea. And so thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Terrible now. The future doesn't look great. I mean, I suppose they could, what? I don't know. Maybe they'll be the team that gives Sam Darnold $50 million a year or something if Minnesota doesn't. I don't know.
What would you do if you were Minnesota?
If McCarthy's healthy.
Which you would assume.
Sure. But there was like some, you know, during the year here, post, like, there was like another procedure or something, and that could kind of alarm you. Not that the report on that was that alarming, but they also could be like, you know, low key playing it. Anyway, I would move on.
Really?
I think I would. Yeah, I mean, I drafted this guy. I've got a coach here who has a reputation for being able to work magic with quarterbacks. I've already kind of seen that in my own building firsthand. So what am I doing here? I got a guy on a rookie contract. I got to take advantage of that.
I would definitely not. That would get heated. Like, you can't have this season and just dump it, I think. And the rookie is always a spec play. Like, you don't know what that is. Just Minnesota, too. Like, they've never won one, and it's exciting. It would be amazing, I think, if they didn't keep Darnold. It will be more expensive to keep him next year. This year is the dream, where you're not paying really anything. A lot of people would say it was a mistake. You know, that's what you're saying. That it would be if they were to sign him. But I just don't, man, it's not even that Vikings team from a couple years ago where it was such a fluke.
No, I know. They're good with him playing quarterback, and I know you don't want to spit in the face of that, but you're getting out of the dream line. Well, you don't know how good J.J. McCarthy is, so there's the uncertainty, of course, but you're getting out of the dream line, which is 4 years of you know, really cost-controlled quarterback play, and going to the other extreme. Like, it's suddenly you fast-forwarded 4 years, and now you've got to commit the big contract, and boy, I would just be really reluctant to do it, despite the winning. We'll see. I mean, I don't know how it looks from here to the end. I mean, they could still win that division. So we'll see where they go in the playoffs and what they do in the playoffs. And I don't know, maybe they make a call based on how he looks against, you know, playoff teams.
I think they lose their leverage if they wait that long. I mean, unless they lose, then they don't.
Yeah.
We've spent more time. That's how interesting the bad teams in the AFC are. We're spending more time on the NFC North.
Sorry, they just played last night.
It's fine. No, Bears too. 14. Jacksonville.
Okay, sure.
13.
Cleveland.
Browns, yeah.
All right, yep.
12.
Patriots.
Jets.
Okay, fine.
Jets?
Fine, yes. This is a dream for me. Like, I didn't have to suggest the Browns or the Jets for spots here.
11 would be New England.
That has to be. You
can't, I think so.
Get to the next. There's like a tier break here. These are all the eliminated teams.
Yep.
That have gone so far here.
10. Colts.
Colts.
Man, this is not even interesting this time. It's just too straightforward so far. I think the bottom will be 2. 9. It's like this sometimes, though.
Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. They lost to Houston, so last week I wanted Houston above the Dolphins, and they beat them, so that doesn't really work. 8.
Bengals.
Houston for me.
Houston.
Yeah. I still think the Bengals are pretty good.
It's a good thing they're not going to make the playoffs, then.
It is. I think it is. I think that's a big deal. I think the Chiefs would say the same thing.
Yep.
I think they're the team you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably don't have to worry.
Hopefully. What do you think? Tie break.
I was thinking that, where like the 5 seed, I think, is going to have a real nice time with Houston. Where Cincinnati, you don't want him in there. The five seed's going to be, cool, I'll go on the road. I don't care. Houston here.
All right. That works. It's more interesting this way, so I'm fine.
Houston, 8 for the third week in a row. 7. Little reverse AFC power rankings trivia mixed in.
Use that at your company party.
Yes. How many weeks in a row has Houston been 8?
Hang on.
It's actually 3.
I heard Herb talking about that earlier. He knows. Let's find him.
Herb?
I don't know why. I just got to Herb. Just seems like a
work party name
of someone at a work party.
It would be Herb?
Yeah.
Name tag?
Sure, yeah.
Did you wear the name tag last week?
I
did.
I never even saw the name. No, I did not. I did not even see the, was that at the outside?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, in the lobby, not
yes.
outdoors. I never got to the table where the check-in was, and so I didn't get a name tag.
You're so recognizable anyway. I don't think you needed one. 7.
I appreciate that.
Cincinnati?
Sure.
Chargers?
Seriously?
I will say Chargers.
I would rather play the Chargers than Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Chargers at 7. 6. Bengals. What a day for the Bengals.
Someone tell Joe Burrow. He'll be so excited.
5.
Broncos.
Steelers.
Broncos.
TJ Watt is like singularly the thing that it would make me nervous about the Steelers. It might not be enough to beat you, but it feels like the kind of thing. How does an inferior team with an offense that shouldn't be able to keep up with your offense beat you? That guy.
It's just not something that seems to ever undercut the Bills.
Right.
Though your great edge rusher never has a day against the Bills, you know?
Yep.
So it's not like he isn't good, and they have other good players there, but I don't know. It wouldn't be a thing I would really worry about. Maybe that would be wrong. We had it with Max Crosby. We've had it with other guys. You know, there's one of these recently. Well, Bosa didn't play.
Chop Robinson with Miami was on a heater
okay.
when they saw that.
Chris Jones.
Maybe. Just seems like whoever that guy is on the Bills' opponent, Detroit didn't have anybody left. They just have a quiet game. Allen is a lot to do with that, of course. But, good. One of the many good traits.
Well, Jared Verse might be who you're thinking
okay,
of.
Okay, yeah.
He,
that's right.
I even made the point in the week leading up to the game. Like, every Monday, Tuesday, there's all these cut-ups of him just wrecking people. And, Dawkins just put him down.
That is who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything in the game. 4, Pittsburgh.
Oh, right, sure, okay. I got confused. I forgot that Zach said Denver along with me.
3, Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Sure.
2,
Baltimore.
1, Bills.
Bills rule!
It's just really...
Have they been won since they beat KC? Is that it, the Bills?
At least 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So yes, I think...
That takes us back to there, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is. Well, I mean, that was kind of...
That was fast.
An easy trip.
Right.
Reverse power rankings on WGR powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Heard this morning, and we did some of this yesterday too. Scenarios where much like the power rankings, it kind of all just gets figured out soon. It's possible that here, if Kansas City beats Houston, Pittsburgh beats Baltimore, they're favored to lose. We're kind of, those two results, a Bills win, I suppose, we're all but done with the top seeds in the AFC. All the divisions would have been clinched. 3 already have been. So there's no competition there except for Steelers-Ravens. And again, that could be over this week with 2 weeks to go. You have 2 possible turns in the top 4, if the Chiefs, this scenario is the Chiefs win and they eventually clinch the 1 seed maybe next week, that wouldn't be over yet unless the Bills were to lose to New England. But Pittsburgh would pass Buffalo at 13-4 if they were both 13-4. So you could have competition for the two. Houston would pass Pittsburgh if they both finished 11-6. So I think probably at least. So that would be competition for the three. And I'm not even sure those matter that much, especially 3 and 4. I'm not even sure those matter so much. So it would be kind of an anticlimax if this is all kind of over by next week. What I heard Jeremy say was there are certain 4 or so results coming up that if they were to happen, the Bills would be locked in to the 2 before even playing the Jets.
Yep. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. I didn't have it all mapped out, but yeah, KC winning, beating Pittsburgh, them being out of your hair for the 2. I think that includes Baltimore beating Pittsburgh this week. And then I don't know, what I didn't have is if you got to worry about Baltimore catching you, because they have you head to head. But
that
anyway,
Baltimore can only do as well as 12-5. Which I'm just realizing now how much I hate 12-5 as a football record. Yeah. But that's the best they can do, and the Bills have the 3 losses, so they'd have to lose 2 games here, which they should be able to avoid, I would think. So really, like, it's kind of – that's what – we've already been talking about this for a few weeks. It's a question that fans call in with is, when are we going to start resting players? And I think yesterday we got a call about this. And, you know, we're not there yet, but – it might be soon.
It could be as soon as the Jet game, if everything goes right or wrong.
Yeah,
depending on how you want to look at it.
The Chiefs would.
Right.
You still want them to lose games so you can keep fighting for the one. Is that I wanted to ask Ross Tucker this later. Kansas City getting the 1, if they were to, would you see that as kind of like the equalizer in the AFC playoff picture? Like the Bills are already the favorite, the betting favorite in the conference, but they're 2 games behind, which tells you everything about how people see the 2 teams. And that's with what we know about Kansas City's history. And it's still like, okay, there's enough of a difference here for the Bills to be slotted above the Chiefs in the odds. If Kansas City, you know, if the Bills were to get the 1 seed, there would be a big gap in that. Maybe the Chiefs getting it, which they haven't clinched yet, is kind of the equalizer in that formula. Makes it, what, closer to 50-50? What are the Bills' chances if they do end up as the 2? We know how big of an advantage we've always said that is.
Yeah.
Now the Chiefs have an injured quarterback, too. So, I mean, it wouldn't make it – I think this would be most Bills fans, if not most everybody. We already kind of maybe expecting this – it wouldn't really damage my level of confidence or optimism for Buffalo. Like, they're still better. But they will have to play an extra game if it comes to that. They will have to go there if it comes to that. And so makes it closer to which team would you rather be? You
know? Right,
I guess that ultimately is the question.
Yeah. It's hard to answer until you know for sure what kind of shape you're in. You know, like, how much of a price does a wild card game take out of me? Last year, it was very costly. You know, if I can escape, you know, reasonably healthy, I don't hate going to really the 1. Yeah, I've said pretty casually a few times the Chiefs look like a team that's going to lose their first playoff game, which, you know, does really discredit what they've accomplished here, winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row and going on the road last year to do it, and just being a team of the caliber that they are and the experience that they are. But this season, they look like a team that'll lose their first. They're going to get on the field with somebody half decent in the playoffs and play the kind of game they've been playing, and maybe it doesn't go their way. So I'm not even that. I know it's, you know, I guess I would still bet on having to go there and win, but I'm not obsessing about it, because I think it's just as likely we get a scenario like we got, you know, a couple years ago, and the Bills were the team that had them on the ropes at home in the divisional round. I think somebody could get them at home.
I think if Mahomes were healthy and the Bills were playing there this week with there being stakes on both sides, like not any condition on who needs the game or whatever, if they were playing there this week, Mahomes healthy, I think the Bills are favored on the road. The Chargers were a 4-point underdog in Kansas City. The Browns were just a 4-point underdog against Kansas City. Like, I think the Bills would be favored mm-hmm. there based on how the two teams have looked. Maybe it's a question for our first guest, Trista Crick, coming up next. We will talk Patriots with Mike Giardi coming up at 4. Ross Tucker joins us at 5. And then at 6, Paul Hamilton and the Sabres pregame show as they try to win one. How about that idea? Buffalo at Montreal tonight. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.